Carpaccio has become familiar in our time on menus, but Vittore Carpaccio, whose last name has been stuck on just about anything that's raw and thinly sliced, was one of the great painters of the Italian Renaissance with a feel for animals, a glint of personality, even a sense of whimsy that makes him distinctive among the masters of that period, even as his works are sometimes overlooked today. No longer, Jan Morris, the Welsh writer whose feel for Venice, where Carpaccio lived, goes back more than 50 years, has a new book, Ciao Carpaccio, An Infatuation. And we spoke with Jan Morris about the artist she loves, starting with a favorite painting, Vision of St. Augustine.
It's a picture that shows a saint sitting in his library, surrounded by books and all the equipment of a cultivated gentleman of the Middle Ages. And on the floor beside him is a little dog, yeah, looking up at him in a sort of rather cheeky kind of way.
Yes.
And the little dog is perhaps the most famous in all art, as a matter of fact, isn't he?
So how did his name get put on an appetizer?
Well, his name got put on an appetizer. In Venice, there is a well-known bar called Harry's Bar, which I know all too well, and to which I have dedicated this book, as a matter of fact.
That should be worth at least a daiquiri, but go ahead, please.
Yes, I hope so. The owner of Harry's Bar, Signor Cipriani, he was preparing the restaurant for the evening meal when there arrived a grand lady of his acquaintance and an old customer of his too, who said, "Oh, Signor Cipriani, an awful thing has happened. My doctors have told me I can't eat anything cooked. What can you do?" And he said, "Oh, I'll think of something, don't you worry." And he made a dish which was very thinly sliced beef. And he presented it to her, and she said, "What's it called?" And it so happened that there was an exhibition of Carpaccio's pictures all over Venice at that time. And in it predominated the particular colour red that Carpaccio was very fond of. Mm-hmm. So old Cipriani thought at once, "Oh, that's it, that's it. It's called Carpaccio," he said to the old lady. Anyway, it's given the name to the world, hasn't it? I'm afraid he wouldn't be half so well known in the world if it weren't for Signor Cipriani.
What made you decide you wanted to do this slender, beautiful little book about an overlooked artist?
I've written lots of books that people have said have been my last, but they haven't been. And I thought at the end I'd like to do something small, not pretentious or grand in any way, but something which expressed affection and happiness and some humour and the love of a particular painter and his art. So that's what I've done, and I have said it is truly my last book. But even that is a half-truth, because in fact I've done a posthumous book and it won't get into the bookstores until I've kicked the bucket. It's called Allegorizings, about the belief I have that absolutely nothing in life means only what it first means. It's got two or three meanings behind.
I don't like the idea that we can't interview you about that book.
Well, you have now, haven't you?
I guess so.
Well, you have to wait for me to die and then you can interview me.
I don't want you to stop writing.
I'm 89, you know, this coming year. And it takes an awful lot of energy to write a book. Most of my life, my professional life, has been wandering around cities and writing about them and what they mean to me and the conclusions I draw about them. I can't do that anymore. Just physically, I'm not so good. I can't jump in and out of boats in Venice, for example, or leap in and out of aeroplanes as I used to do it. And so that part of my profession has died upon me already. That's why I write these little things.
Yeah. May I ask you about one of the world's great love stories?
Yeah.
Yours.
Oh, go on.
You got married in 1949 to a woman named Elizabeth. Mm-hmm. You, of course, famously had gender reassignment surgery. Wrote about that so beautifully. You got divorced, continued your literary career, and in recent years you have remarried Elizabeth, I've read.
Yeah, we went through a civil union, you know, which you can now do, but it didn't make much difference to us. We've lived together all these years anyway, as a matter of fact.
So what's the key to a long-term love?
There's a long silence here, isn't there? Because there's no key to love itself, is there? I suppose just plain simple love is the only answer to the whole thing. And even that can be reduced to something simpler, which is the overwhelmingly important idea of kindness. Sometimes you can't go as far as love, but you can always be as kind as you possibly can. And at the end of this book, I'm sure you know, I end up with the conclusion that above all, this painter who loved animals and children and women and men too, I dare say, he is above all, to my mind, the supreme artist of the idea of kindness.
Jan Morris, her new book, Ciao Carpaccio, An Infatuation. Thanks so much. I hope we get to talk to you again.
Thank you.